Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition for the last 30 years.
It's Rosie on the House.
Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Now, come on now. You got to admit, it's this time of year at 7 o'clock in the morning. You fall in love with Arizona all over again. Oh, it's so nice out there. We are actually broadcasting live this morning from the Tucson Convention Center for the Saba Home and Garden Show going today. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow with free Tucson Convention Center parking. Come on down. We are actually going to be broadcasting live. We've been distributing tickets the last couple weeks for our listeners to get in early. The show actually opens at 10. Any of our listeners with a Rosie Pass can get in at 9 and join us for the live broadcast. We've got chair set up. If you want to get here a little early and ask a question in person, get firsthand guidance on any project or dilemma you're fighting with or trying to accomplish around your house, home, castle, or cabin, this would be a great place for you to land this morning at 9 o'clock. We'd love to see you. It's always interesting when we're out in the public to be able to get to introduce to people that say they've been listening. When was it, buddy? About a year ago, a woman said she'd been listening to us every Sunday morning for 43 years.
Something like that.
and we've never been on Sunday, and we've only been on 30 years. But God bless her. She was a real sweetheart. So I'm glad she knew of us for all that while. We're broadcasting this morning in our Arizona People, Places, and Things Hour. Thank you for tuning in, getting up and joining us. I mean, it is absolutely delicious outside. So if you want to take the radio, open the windows, pour yourself a cup of coffee, go sit on the back patio, and you can join the conversation I'm having with one of our favorite guests, one of our favorite guests who you all, every one of you want his job. Every one of you want to be the editor of the Arizona Highways. Mr. Robert Steve, thanks for joining us this morning, my friend.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me back, Rosie.
Oh, man, you've been busy. I mean, usually we can give you a ring and find a Saturday here in the next two or three or four to find you. And, man, we had to wait a long time for you. You guys are busy. Is y'all working harder now that Wynn's retired?
Well, yeah, we're having it's more of a party, actually. You know? So, we're trying to squeeze some work in between all the you know, the brownies and Kool-Aid and cake and ice cream, right?
And Mr. Kelly's doing good, Mr. Kelly Muro.
Yes, he's, you know, he's, as you know, he's been a part of our team for a long time and thrilled to have Kelly Muro as our publisher. He's a great guy and a smart guy and has a lot of great ideas. So Arizona Highways is in good hands.
It was a fun broadcast when we brought them both in to celebrate Wynn's retirement. So I'm happy for both of them. I really am. Hey, today, October 6th, is Buy in America Day. So if you're out shopping or purchasing or looking for something, make sure it's made in America. This is Buy in America products today. Here with Mr. Robert Steve, editor of Arizona Highways. You've got some new things available for Arizona homeowners.
Yes, all made in America, too.
Made That's right.
Made in Arizona.
Arizona, even better.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, right on. So we've, you know, as you know, and as I've always said, you're a great ambassador for Arizona Highways, and we appreciate that. And, you know, the magazine's been around for almost 95 years. But we also do a lot of books and calendars and things like that, too. So we've got a couple new books coming out. And the first book that's coming out is an exciting book that actually looks backward into our archive a little bit. So as you know, Rosie, we do December covers in a little bit of a different way.
Yeah. They're always,
always something special. And I mean, when you flip through, you know, going back, and it really started back in 1938 when Raymond Carlson, you know, really turned this magazine into what it is today. And so they've always been special, sort of a holiday feeling, you know, very Christmassy for a long time. We've called it the postcard to the world and all kinds of different things over the years. So what we've got this book coming out is actually just a book of covers. It's really cool. It's the actual size of the magazine, and I think it's a really cool holiday idea, stocking stuffer sort of thing. But it really, you know, looking back, you get a sense of just how that cover has played such an important role in our history.
Does it show just the picture, Robert, or the content?
It's just the cover. It's not a real thick book, you know. It's you know, maybe less than 100 pages, but we put an introduction in there, sort of talking about the significance of our December issues over the course of those years. But you flip through, and I mean, there's some great old photographs. Obviously, you know, they did some sort of kitschy things, you know, back in the day. They did
what's a kitschy thing?
Well, you know, we would call it Photoshop today. They would have this gorgeous photograph by, you know, David Munch, for example, and they would, you know, sort of cut and paste, you know, holly berries around the outside of the page and things like that. There were you know, some
I remember that cover.
Yeah, you know. Right. And so they, you know, it was just them getting, you know, creative with the tools they had at their disposal back in those days. And you know, and then we went through this phase where if you look at them today, you think it had to be Photoshop, but we would actually take a Christmas tree and decorate it and stick it places. So there's a photograph, a cover with Antelope Canyon, and there's a Christmas tree sitting in the middle of Antelope Canyon with, with, you know, all decorated for the holidays and things, but also just some, you know, beautiful, spectacular photography on the cover too.
So you'll give in the book a little description of how this photo was set up and the background and story of it?
Yeah, as much as we know, you know, it's a good question because, you know, a lot of times, you know, the only information we have at our disposal is what's printed in the magazine because, you know, a lot of history has come and gone, unfortunately, and, you know, and a lot of those men and women who built those great magazines aren't with us anymore, so we can't really pick their brains. But, yeah, we provide all the information we can, and we think it's a really cool book.
Well, we've always loved having y'all on about this time of year to kind of promote the gift-giving opportunities that y'all provide, and this new book is just one of those. This is probably the last year we're going to have y'all on. This state's getting kind of crowded for my life.
Well, can I get one of those Rosie passes before I leave? Because
yeah.
I think that could come in handy.
So you could get back in, right?
That's right.
Now, for getting those things from the shop, too, there's an actual physical shop, right?
Our office, yeah. We're in the same building we've been in since the 50s. It's over near Encano Park for your listeners who are familiar with the Phoenix area, and it's a neat old building, and our lobby is actually a gift shop, and we have all kinds of things in there. We've got, of course, our calendars are a big part of our history, and we have multiple options with calendars. We have these really cool diner mugs with, you know, old illustrations from the magazine on them. We've got lots of posters and books, and a lot of Arizona made, you know, you're talking about made in America, made in Arizona. You know, our store carries a lot of salsas and sort of holiday gifts in terms of, you know, Christmas ornaments and all of that sort of stuff. So a lot of really cool stuff in there.
Well, I've told you this before, that we have a pretty long list of relatives back east, particularly along Interstate 10 in southern Louisiana, that get subscriptions to Arizona Highways as just little thank you mementos for things they've done for us over the years. And so Jennifer and I just got back from a two-week road trip in New Orleans, and every house we stopped at, you could see the Arizona Highways right there on the coffee table, and that was the first thing they wanted to talk about. We love our Arizona Highway subscription.
Well, we're grateful for that, and as you know, we have subscribers in all 50 states and more than 100 countries around the world, and, you know, as editor, I get to open my email every day and the mailbox and hear from those people all over, like your family back in Louisiana. And, you know, it's great hearing their perspective and the things that really intrigue them about our great state.
I know you have subscribers in every state because no one from Arizona ever wins that photo contest on
you
the
know,
back page.
Rosie, usually you save that jab until the end of the show. Wait, you got it in early, man. I'm impressed.
Man, oh, man. You know, somebody from Essex Junction, Vermont, knows where Y Arizona is.
Well,
you know, figure that out.
That's the marketing of the magazine, man.
And another book. You have another new book coming out.
Right. So this is a really exciting book as well. And so Grand Canyon National Park is turning 100 on February 19th. And so it's the big centennial up there. And we've been talking about what we wanted to do as far as a book goes. And of course, as you can imagine, there are a lot of books about the Grand Canyon, but this is really about the park. You know, the canyon itself turned you know, 100 a couple million years ago, but the park itself is turning 100. And so, you know, we talked to different writers and photographers, and we just weren't finding anything that was original. And then it dawned on me that, you know, the magazine's just about as old as the park itself. So what we ended up doing is I went through every single issue we've ever done and curated the archive and came up with our coverage of Grand Canyon National
wow.
Park over the last 10 decades. So it's a great book with all these wonderful old stories, a lot of really, really cool old black and white images. And it comes up to the modern times. So, you know, you'll see some of our current photographers in there, too. But most of it's looking way back. And it's really neat when you read these old stories. Just the language itself was very flowery and, you know, and there was no consistency. And, you know, in one sentence, a pinyon pine would be spelled two different ways. And so
they didn't have autocorrect then.
They didn't have autocorrect. And, you know, there were actually, you know, some factual errors that weren't, you know, necessarily they didn't know they were facts. It's just we've learned things since then. Right. You know, about, you know, for example, I think one story said the Colorado River was the third longest river in North America, and it's not. So we had to think about what we wanted to do with all that stuff. So we actually just put a disclaimer up at the front and said, you know, there's some things in here, but we didn't want to change the sort of the beauty of those old pieces. We wanted to keep that the essence of what they were trying to convey back in the 1930s and 1940s and so on. So it's a really, really wonderful book. If you're a fan of the Grand Canyon, I think you'll learn some things and enjoy that book.
That's two new books available through Arizona Highways. You can go to shoparizonahighways.com and take a look at all of the things they've got available for you to help celebrate this particular holiday season. Here visiting with Mr. Robert Steve, a couple great issues recently that I want to talk about, as well as a couple issues you've got coming up that you want to talk about. We're going to do all that, as well as congratulate the Arizona Highways. I want to know more about this, who just recently won 17 national awards. You're here this morning at Rosie on the House with our own Robert Steve of Arizona Highways.